Dear brothers and sisters, every king wants his son to be kings, not ministers. Don't you think like that? So every saint wants those coming to him to become saints. What he is, the other should, up to that level. If possible, even more. Today the whole talk on the series, you see, first, second, third and fourth. Hitherto we have been dealing with the God, God-man and general things. Today is the last talk in continuation of that. God made man highest in all creation, next to God. Quran says, angels were asked to bow down before the man body. This is similarly all other masters say, even the gods and goddesses have to take the form of man if they want to meet God. So man body is the highest in all creation, next to God. It is a golden opportunity in which we can know God and know other body. Rig Veda tells us it is a place where Brahma can be manifested. Taittiriya Upanishad tells us those rishis, the soul of the rishi, when they enjoyed the higher plane bliss, they came back. They accepted to enter the body of man because it's the highest in all creation. Even the gods and goddesses, they are on degree, you see, that is not meeting God. It is on the way back to God. So fortunately, we have got the man body. The six scriptures tell us, man body is the temple of God, in which the light of God is effulgent. So all masters say that man is the true temple of God. It is the true mask in which God lives. God lives where? Not in temples made by the human hands, but in the temple that He has made. You know who has made this man body? In the womb of the mother? By the hands of God. So he does reside in the temple made by him. And that's the man body in which we are. Outer temples are made only out of the model of man body. Dome-shaped, all temples. Long-shaped, nose-head shaped churches, forehead shaped all masks. So body is the two masks, two church and the two temple in which he desires. God, when he wanted to be many, there was vibration. Vibration results in two things, light and sound. God is light, God is music of the spheres, nada, akankirtan. So, it manifests in the man body. Outer models were made just to let the new beginners to understand what is what. As long as they are practical people, they gave them demonstration of what they had made. So they made the models of man body outside. That the two temples in which God resides and in which the light and sound of God is seen and heard is the man body which you are carrying. So even the Bible says, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwells in you? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is within you? Further they say, as the Spirit of God dwells in us, what are we but the Spirit of God? We are micro-worlds. Kabir says we are of the same essence as that of God. We are drops of the ocean of all consciousness. And we are the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God is eternal. Why think we that we shall die? And God is eternal, soul is also eternal. So Kabir therefore says soul is of the same essence as that of God. Maharaj says, for the ignorant, God lived in man-made temples. For the ignorant, or you may say for the beginner, to understand what is what, they made models of the man body, dome-shaped, forehead-shaped, and nose-shaped. So God lives in man-made, for the ignorant, God lives in man-made temples, but the real awakened find Him only within themselves, the God-made temple of man body, in the womb of the mother. So man body is the golden opportunity that we have got in which we can know God. And masters say they have seen God in man body. They have seen Him everywhere and in the miniatures here in the man body that we are carrying. He is controlling us in the body. It is the true temple of God we are having. Guru Nanak went to Persia. There the Qazi Rukunuddin put him a question, you are a great saint, you must have seen the house of God. He says, yes, I have seen. And he described this man body. So many limbs are there. There are two windows in the house, twice. And from above God calls us back. Children, come back home. So as it is the true temple of God, what becomes then? We should keep it clean and tidy. Of course, we are keeping the body clean outside, no doubt. We spend thousands of dollars on that. But what about the inside? It is dirty within. A dog, which is considered to be the lower form of creation, when it sits, keeps the ground clean underneath by its tail, brushes the earth beneath it. So what we can think of, you see, when any officer comes, what we do? We keep all things clean and tidy. So if a king had to enter your home, will he come in a latrine? No. God resides in this house of the man body. Can you ever dream He will manifest in a dirty home? So ethical life is a stepping stone to spirituality. This house is defiled by the mind. Mind is controlled by the outgoing faculties. And soul is controlled by the mind, mind is controlled by the outgoing faculties, and outgoing faculties are driven like anything by the outward enjoyments. So we have identified ourselves with them so much so that we have forgotten ourselves. We cannot differentiate ourselves. We have the man body, we have the outgoing faculties. We have the God mind. So Chandas, Saint Chandas, we are in the control of mind, and mind is the control of outgoing faculties, and our intellect is the control of mind. We are such a state of fair plight, how can there be any rest? All the defects remain, this all going out with faculties takes strength from us. Unless attention, which is the outward expression of the soul, is not with the outward faculties, they don't work. You might have experienced in your daily life, sometimes you sit in your thought absorbed, your ears are open, but somebody calls you once, twice, thrice. You do not give him reply, he comes up to you. My dear friend, I have called you so many times, why don't you reply? You simply say, my attention was somewhere else. The attention which is the outward expression of the soul, if it is not with the ears, ears don't work. Sometimes we are sitting in a long thought, eyes remain open, somebody passes by, we don't recognize it. So these outgoing faculties which do take strength from us, who we are soul. What is the outer expression of the soul, which is called attention. So long the attention is the, with these outgoing faculties, they work. It is the whole matter that stops the turf, you see. So Guru Amar Das tells us, the mind which is driven by outside, outgoing faculties, on all sides, how can a man, which is under the control of mind, he can see God? The reason is that he is led away outside by the outgoing faculties. So, there are main five outgoing faculties. Eyes, sight, ears, audition, hearing, nose, smell, tongue is taste, and skill is feeling. So these are the five outgoing faculties. Lust attached to the eyes. Anger is flared up by hearing. The more you hear, the more you flare up. And greed is increased by the tongue. Similar other outgoing faculties, we are dragged like anything to the outside things. We receive outward impressions through these outgoing faculties. 80% of the impressions are received through the eyes, 80%. Ever since the child is born, from day onward he looks and hears. That's the main two outgoing faculty work. So 80% impressions are received through the eyes and 14% from the ears, and the remaining from the other outgoing faculties. You find those creation, those are under the control of one outgoing faculty, what is their fate? Moth, when it comes to the fire, it burns itself. Because outgoing faculty of seeing is very prominent in it. The fish in the river, that are the prominent outgoing faculty, the taste. She is going around free, but how the fishermen catch them? They put in the nets some tangles and put in some thing to eat. Fish comes and gulps that thing within, and she is caught. And she dies, result in death. Moth is also, who is controlled by the eye faculty, is death. And you say, and then Bhamra, that is who is fond of the perfumes that die in the flowers. So three forms of creation which are under control of sight, taste and smell, their ultimate fate is death. The remaining two faculties are of hearing and touch. The deer, antelopes in the jungle, you see, they gallops and they make some 20 feet long cuts, and they want to know how horse can catch them, how they are caught. The hunters beat the drum in the jungles where they reside. That voice attacks them, they put their hand on the drum and caught forever. They have the slavery for life. Elephant is after the touch, you see, how strong it is. Though you have seen them in the jungles, they root out the trees from their trunks. How they are caught, the hunters dig a big pit wide enough and deep enough in which elephant, when falls, can be put, go in there. Over there they lay down branches of the trees with something to show there is no pit underneath. And one form of the male, a female elephant, is put on there. And he comes, plunges into it, and it goes down into its dip. It is kept under, hungry for days, and remains under ankle also. So out of the five faculties, three, those are controlled under the three of the sight, of the taste, and the smell, they meet with death. And the two, those are under the control of hearing, are touch, they have lifelong slavery. What to speak of man, who is under the control of all these five faculties at a time? So how can we expect to meet God? That you know. There is something for that also given. So, to read and write, give write books, it is not. Speaking also, they ought. It is very easy, but the difficulty is to control the lust, to control the mind, and to rise above body consciousness. These are difficult things. You can leave the outside gold and emeralds. You can leave all attachments of the lust too. But the last thing that remains is ego. I am great. And that naturally breeds contempt between those leaders. So you take the example of a fish. Even if it enters the limpid waters of the Ganges, you look through the waters, even the sand at the bed is seen. You see, so limpid waters they are. Kabir says, if a fish enters those limpid waters, can you ever think that she leaves all bad odors she has got by living even in the very limpid waters? That remains the same. You may be washed down with like anything, but still that bad odor cannot be go out. Guru Nanak gives a very good example to show. This body, we are under delusion, you see. This delusion starts from body, man body. We are having the man body, but we are identified with the man body so much so that we have forgotten ourselves, that we are the indweller of the body. We work at the level of the man body. Man body is made of matter. And matter is changing every moment of life. All the world outside is also made of matter, which is changing at the same speed as our body. As we are identified with it, being under the control of mind and outward faculty, but we cannot differentiate ourselves. So Guru Nanak says that this, we have forgotten ourselves. And moreover, we have tied it with the outward attachments, lust, greed and other things. How can one, so wearing such a dirty clothes, can go to the lap of the Father? If a man has got dirty clothes, you won't allow him to sit by you. So by outward cleanliness won't do. Guru Amar Das tells us, that our mind is the whole thing. People go on cleaning it from outside body. But they don't know that outer cleanliness is not sufficient, we have to also clean inside too. The world is going amiss. So first thing is to keep this man body clean, which is the true home of God. And furthermore, this is not only by the mind out that mind or the body is made dirty, you see. Some other things are also there. He says, if the blood is stained on the cloth, we think it is not right, we wash it down. And those who are drinking the blood of others, squeezing the blood of others, how can that also depends on the outward. Your earning should be honest. Earned by sweat of brow, who then lays down the criterion, who can know God? Who lives on his own earnings, earned by his own honest means, and shares with others. Only such a man can know God. So, our business should be honest. Our diet should be all, what you say, pacifying, sattvic, and our character should be good. Just as if your hands are filthy, anything you take in your hands, those will become bad, have bad odor. Our inner life is radiated outside. Anything you take in hand or pass through the hand, they have the same radiation. So those who are, you see, after God, they want to watch all these things. The honest earning, the quality should be of diet to be pacifying, and further they should pass through such hands who are pure, holy, not lusty, not full of anger. That will affect the diet you eat. In the old days, you see, in the kitchen, mother didn't allow anybody to enter the kitchen. They would sit down there in sweet remembrance of God and prepare all kitchen. Whatever food was prepared, that whoever ate them, that also had the radiation of purity of life. So what is required, you see? Truth is above all, and true living is still above truth. That is why Christ says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. This impurity comes through mind and also by way of earning, eating, and the hand through which this food passes. Thoughts of lust, of anger, greed, all have their own radiation, you see. So we should be very careful to be clean inside. And the foremost thing is life of chastity, self-restraint. Continence is a virtue which gives you success in all spheres of life. A clean and chaste life is a fertile soil wherein the holy seed of spirituality can thrive. Those who are not married, they should observe strict chastity. Those who are married, they should live according to what? According to scripture. So scriptures tell us marriage means taking a companion in life who should be with you through weal or woe on this earthly sojourn, and both help each other to know God. One duty may be of begetting children. So married life in a normal way, as prescribed in scriptures, is no bar to spirituality. So in the old days you find there are 3 degrees of brahmacharya. The lowest was of 25 years, the second was of 36 years, and the first class was 48 years. If you just by self-restraint maintain this fruit, which is very valuable, that grow to make your body, make your brain. You see to the wrestlers, they do want to become wrestlers, they observe strict chastity. In the old days there were no books, they simply memorize all these things. Now you want books. So this is a very valuable thing. Self-restraint, the more you can observe, the better. So Tulsidas saints tell us, you want God to be manifest in your body, then what you should, you clean your house. You see, all these impressions what you receive from outside through the outward faculty, they should be seen, observed, which are clean. And he defines what cleanliness means. He said in the man body, you see, that all thoughts other than God should be driven out. Any thoughts, any impression will go to help you towards God, think of God, those should be had. Other foreign thoughts other than the God should be taken away from them, from you. When you eat, thank God, you have given it. The very thing becomes blessed. When you live in houses, God has given you a house, then be thankful. You got a house to live in. Be thankful. So thankfulness is the greatest virtue. And ungratefulness is the greatest vice. They say only for the purpose of understanding, the earth was asked. You've got mountains, you've got rivers, you've got so many animals, men living on you, you must be feeling very much. When you are burdened, don't you feel burden? The earth said, no, I don't feel any burden. Is there any kind with you? The burden of which you cannot bear, that is just one, who is ungrateful to God. So ungratefulness is the biggest vice. So what to do? Just within this body, let no other impression other than God should remain. Any work you do, dedicate to God. He is you. Be thankful. Be grateful. If you have a good health, be thankful. God is giving you health. Make the best use of thinking of God. Now you see the outside things. The things which attack us outside, first they begin to be very loving, very blissful. The more you go into that, when you are addicted to it, you are in trouble. You want to leave them, but you cannot leave. The very thing which appears to be very attractive, very beautiful, very fascinating, later on that becomes part of us. So they say, grand once approached Lord Vishnu and complained that people eat me too much. And the Lord Vishnu said, those who take more than what is required, you eat them up. The eating drink is for us to make body fit. We are not born for eating and drinking alone. Those who use more, take more than what is wanted, that results in diseases. Is it not? Those eat too much, naturally the time comes and they are not able to digest the naughty things. Those who are give much to lust, anger, anything like, they are no more remain to have that power in them. So normal way of living is what is wanted. So Tulsi says, tell us, look at what happened, what is the world happening. The same man is very healthy, goes on eating and becomes sick and cannot walk even properly. So these are the things which are helping factors in helping your body and your intellect and your living. And further, mind is one. Heart is one. That was given in what you say to you, to let God sit on that, but you allow the world to sit on that. The little ego, one mind is there, there are hundreds of irons in the fire to think of. Where to make God sit, you see? We have impression of the world, we have the families, we have the impression of the past, we have the impression of the future coming, what will happen, what will not happen. So these things define our man body. If you want to make it, keep it clean, then let no thought, whatever you do, that you dedicate it to God. Always think of God in whatever phase of life you are living. Now you see, man body is the highest in all creation, in which we can know God. And those when masters came, they solved the mystery of life, and they gave out the man body is the highest in creation. In this man body alone we can know God and no other. So when they left the scene, the formation came into being. For with a very noble purpose, that many men may derive the benefit from the teachings of the master which they left. So they made models of man body outside, dome-shaped or temples, mask-shaped or mask or forehead-shaped, and the long nose-shaped are churches. They were for the beginners to know that such light, like they put in symbols of light and sound there, that such like light and such like sound is reverberating within you. As long as they are practical people, they gave them demonstration of that, how to withdraw your attention from outside, how to tap inside, as Emerson said, how to withdraw your attention from outside and how to withdraw your attention from the body below, rise above body consciousness, to be reborn into the beyond. That was all right. As the time passed on, for want of practical people, the same formations which made for very noble purpose stagnation was there, and that result in deterioration. Again, master come from time to time to tell us, man body is the highest in all creation. You have got the golden opportunity to make the best use of it. Of what? You can know God. But to know God, we must know ourselves first. Because God cannot be known by the outgoing faculty, mind or intellect. So all masters who came to the east or the west all gave out, O man, know thyself. Greek philosophers told us, in their own language, of course, Gnosis, your tongue. Old Latin philosophers said the same thing, Gnosi Tiptum. Persian philosophers also said the same thing. The ultimate goal of all knowledge is what? To know yourself. Unless you know yourself, you cannot know God. They say, we have known so much about ourselves, this man body. We have known so much about our intellect, we made wonderful inventions. With all that, if you have not known about your own self, you are nowhere. And Guru Nanak very clearly gave out. Unless you analyze yourself from the body, you do not know yourself. Kaunanam bina pachine miti na brahmki. You cannot be out of the delusion. So generally people, knowing self is at the feeling, at the level of feelings, are drawing inferences. They are both subject to error. Seeing is above all. And this demonstration to know oneself can be given by whom? With the grace of a guru, of a master, who rises above body consciousness and gives you a demonstration of that, how to rise above body consciousness. Guru prasadi apana bhuje. When you know yourself, the body is a wonderful house you live in. There are so many apertures in the man body of the two eyes, two nostrils, two ears, mouth and two underneath. We are indweller of the man body, but we cannot run away out of it. Body works as long as we are in the body. But we are in the body, there are so many doors open, we cannot run away out of it. Why? We are controlled in the body by some power. And that power is God now. That's the controlling power, that the creator of all universe, that the controller of all universe, that is permeating all the universe. That power is controlling all of them and also us in this man body. That power is withdrawn, we have to leave the man body. So they say the man himself is the true temple of God, stage enough that we go to the temples made by the hand of man as models, which are only meant for the beginners to know that such and such light, such and such sound is within you. The master come, as I told you, Guru Nanak went to Persia, and there Kazi Dukundi put him a question, you are a great saint, you must have seen the house of God. He said, yes, I have seen, and he described his mad body. By describing the first limbs, then he said there are two windows in that house, two eyes. And from above God speaks. So body is the true temple of God, he says, strange enough. We are ordained in the true temple of the body. And we go to the temple made after the model of man. How does it behold? We do have respect for all outer models made, because they are men are sent out there and they say praises of God. But truly speaking, these are the models made to show that such and such light and such and sound is within you. So practical people, when they come, they withdraw your attention from all outside for a while. and give you demonstration of that, you yourself bear testimony, there is life within. That is why Christ said, take heed that the light within you is not darkness. In the old days, you remember, Raja Janak wanted to have the glimpse of God, to see God. He arranged all the rishis of the time, invited all of them, they came up and they laid one platform to come over, sit over that, who can give him the true theory of all this. So Yagvala Rishi stood first in explaining the theory, and he got all what offering was there, took away. Now he, Raja Janak, wanted to have the glimpse of God. We know God is light, God is the music of the spheres, that is permeating in all creation, and also in this breath, in this man body, keeps us in the man body. This is theory. But he wanted someone who could give a demonstration of that. So he called all remaining rishis of the old time, brought together, put one platform, invited anybody who can give me a demonstration of that, let him come and sit over there. And he made the offering of 1,000 cows with their horns covered with gold coverings. So everybody was saying, how can you give me a glimpse of God? So one Ashtavakar, so his body very, you see, there are 8 moons in the body, you see, he's not full man like that, but he was, he had the knowledge of God. He sees God, he saw God, he could let others see God. He came up and sit over there. People saw his body, they smiled, what is this? He appears to some lunatic who has come forward. Then he said to Janak king, look here king, you want a glimpse of God. Why are you gathered together, all these men who are the cobblers? Those who think, live in the man body which is made of flesh, they are cobblers. Then he gave them all that, you give me 3 things. You have to give me out and what? Body. All your wealth. And your mind. These are the 3 things which keep us always from God away. We are identified with these things, so much so that we cannot differentiate ourselves. He accepted, promise was made. Then he told the king, well, look, you go down into the feet where the shoes of these people are lying. It was very unbecoming. He hesitated, but still they said, I've given it. I have no right to know, because I've given my body. It's for him to make him sit me anywhere he likes. He went over there and sat down. Rishi wanted to own that he's sitting at the lowest place. Told him, well, king, where are you sitting? And I'm sitting on the feet of all, you see. All right. All these things you have given, your all wealth, all possessions, yes, don't pay attention to them. He saw the court is there, the ministers are there, the natural mind went over there. He closed his eyes so that he may not see. His mind may not go there. As I told you, 80% are received impression through the eyes. Then he heard the voice, my minister is speaking, my such and such speaking again, mind ran away outside. 14% there. So he closed his eyes and closed his ears so that he may not see and may not hear, his mind may not run away out of it. Then you see, mind has got a habit. We should make the best use of the habit of the mind. When you do a thing 1 day, 2 days, a month or so, naturally it's got habit like that. He begins to think that way. So as the mind was always thinking of the world outside, naturally He did not see, could not hear, but his mind was running to the palaces, to his royal family, to the troops, to the country. And he said, this I have given, that I have given, that I have given. Again that mind went, and he could draw back again and again. And the rishi asked, where are you, O Janak? He says, sir, my mind is like that, it is sitting on a ship, on the top of the ship. He runs away all around, he finds everywhere water, water, nowhere to sit anywhere, then he comes back again. All right, you have given your mind too. He says, yes, don't think with the mind. So for a while, no? He was just, what to say, still, and that gave a boost. He got inner eye open, saw the light of God.